exactly what it looks like. Written by, insert something meaningful, and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Fox/Quinlan, and is additionally tagged with Order 66 Didn't Happen, Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Post-War, Non-Binary Quinlan, Trans Fox, Shoplifting, Slice of Life, and Short King Fox and His Tall Titty General.
Didn't know what I want till I saw your face. Say goodbye to the old me.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning.
Pedal so heavy like a two most wanted. And I
don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
Well, well, well. Would you look at this little delinquent? Fox jumped, or tried to, at least. Before he could succeed, however, his back hit something very warm and solid, and then a bare, well-muscled arm snuck around his waist and kept him there, pressed up against it. He swallowed in a suddenly dry throat. Officer, it's not what it looks like. No, then what's all this? A hand in a fingerless black leather glove ghosted over the arch of his ribcage before it slithered into one of his shorts' front pockets. A gasp was punched from Fox's throat, and he felt his face flush hotter than a Lardy's engine running a rescue operation. He couldn't even squirm, trapped as he was between a heavily loaded drugstore shelf and a strong, muscular body two heads taller than him. He could only stand there and take it, and hope that the curve of his ass pressing against his assailant would distract them sooner rather than later. In his pockets, glass clinked against glass. A huff sounded at his back. Nail polish. Really? The one at his back moved, and then their lips were on the shell of Fox's ear, breath hot and moist as they continued in a whisper. Can't even spare the 5 creds? Fox pretended like their current position wasn't turning his legs to jelly and softly growled back.
Open your fucking eyes. These are the good ones. 20 each.
Stars, the arm around his middle steadying him was both a blessing and a curse. He could have hit himself over the head for deciding to go commando this morning. He was leaking into his damn shorts. And anyway, it's not like my joke of a veteran's pension would even cover the price for shitty ones, asshole. Hey, a reprimanding nip at his ear, and then a kiss was pressed to that very same spot. Whatever happened to Officer, you filthy little lowlife? I'm not. Finally, Fox managed to wriggle an arm free and stab an elbow backwards. It met that same warm and solid something that made him jump in the first place and earned him a little startled oof before the hand pulled out of his pocket and the weight disappeared from his back. Little. He turned, almost toppling an entire phalanx of wet wipes off the shelf, and glared right at a pair of golden nipple piercings winking at him from behind a mesh crop top. Oh, right. Height difference. Sighing, Fox tilted his head up and glared again, this time at a set of warm brown eyes with their corners crinkling up in mirth. Better.
Whatever you say, shorty,
Quinlan Voss drawled, and yelped and jumped backwards when Fox aimed a well-placed kick at their shin. The movement made the vials of nail polish in Fox's pockets clatter together. Shit. If one of the security droids patrolling the store had heard. Reluctantly, he stood still and crossed his arms.
You're not seriously going to stop me, are you?
This time, when Quinn stepped closer and slung an arm around his shoulders, their movements were a lot more careful. Still, their grin didn't waver as they looked down at him and snorted.
Are you for real? Do I look like a cop?
Fox shrugged and tried to breathe through the fluttery feeling rising up in his guts. So his partner of many months was already touching him and smiling at him and holding him like it was as easy as breathing to them. Big deal. Yeah, big deal. The war was long over, the guard disbanded, and Fox was allowed to make a big deal out of the few good things that happened to him in life. Fox snuck his arm around Quinn's waist to hold on in return and leaned into the touch of their bodies.
Then he started them down the aisle of the supermarket, idly eyeing up the contents of the shelves as he went.
Oh, I don't know. You don't. But you're a Jedi, and you don't look much like a Jedi either.
At his side, Quinn gave a noncommittal hum. Fox stopped long enough to pick up a pretty shade of orange eyeshadow from a shelf and slip it into his back pocket, long enough for Quinlan to dart down and press a fat, wet kiss to his brow. Fox scrunched up his nose but tilted his face up anyway, and let Quinlan ruin his perfect ruby-red lip gloss. Had to keep them happy somehow. He pretended that he didn't kiss back just as enthusiastically, and if he did, it was only to smudge Quinlan's black lipstick in revenge. When they pulled apart, that awfully smug grin wasted no time slipping back onto Quinn's face, even though their makeup looked decidedly ruined. And you don't look much like a former Marshall Commander, sweetheart. Anyway, as a guardian of light and life, it's my duty to take you in for interrogation, if you're quite finished here. Their finger was already up and pressing against Fox's lips before Fox could even think of opening his mouth to protest. I'm thinking Dex's Diner, or that place near the temple where they serve the best hot buns this side of the galaxy. Maybe a, let me think, double whipped cream chocolate latte with a shot of Corellian brandy will make you talk.
That's not just going to make me talk.
They were in full sight of the supermarket entrance now, with a bored-looking security guard milling about the sensor gates placed on either side of the automatic sliding doors. Despite the routine Fox had built up smuggling unpaid wares out of big stores, his heart rate skyrocketed. Chewing on his bottom lip, he let his hand fall down from Quinn's hips to squeeze an ample handful of their firm ass through their baggy trousers instead, and immediately felt himself relax.
If you're the one who's paying, it's going to make me purr.
Quinn's laughter was music in his ears. Fox smiled at the security guard who was eyeing them up with mild interest but no visible suspicion,
good,
and started steering them towards the doors. He decided to give Quinlan's ass one last squeeze. And faltered. He could feel something hard, flat, and round pressing into his palm. Something that was very much shaped like an anti-theft puck. His stomach plummeted into the tips of his toes. Fuck. He whipped his head around and bared his teeth at Quinn, who still had that criffing big grin plastered onto their lips.
You did not seriously.
They passed the sensor gates. For a heartbeat, all was silent. Then, the alarm went off. Out of the corner of his eyes, Fox saw the security guard perk up, but his more immediate concern lay with Quinn, who, still smiling, took their hand off his shoulders and tangled their fingers together, like they were simply going for a romantic sunset stroll through the Room of a Thousand Fountains.
What?
I needed a new pair of breathable yoga pants, and the temple's not exactly generous with handing out pocket money. Their locks bounced about as they shot a casual glance over their shoulder at the security guard, who, when Fox checked for himself, was set on a rapid approach towards them. In that same steady voice, Quinn continued,
Do you think it'd be an exaggeration if I suggested that we start running right about now?
Fuck no, Fox shot back, gripped Quinn's hand tighter, and started running. At first, it was a light jog. Then, when they burst out of the stores and Quinn started running too, Fox had to admit that sprinting might be a better idea, considering Quinn's legs were a good few inches longer than his. The security guard shouted something at their backs, and the other shoppers jerked and stumbled out of their way as Fox led them full tilt for one of the bridges connecting the walkways of the shopping district. They could make it before the security patrols showed up. He'd have to change his style considerably before he could show his face in that store again. But at least it was a clone's face, so Quinlan's stupidity hadn't just cost him one of his best hunting grounds. Quinlan, who seemed intent on missing the bridge by over an arm's length. Hold on to your nail polish, they called right before they scooped Fox up, threw him over their shoulder, and jumped. Fox held on and screamed all the way down.
Still the same impressive set of lungs, Quinn commented as they landed on one of the lower level walkways, cushioned by the force, and set Fox back down onto his feet.
The question I have is why you don't scream like that when I've got you in my bed and my dick up your... Less talking. Fox wheezed as he caught their hand in a bone-crushing grip again and started down a badly lit back alley. More running. They ran until the inside of Fox's ribcage stung. They ran until the sound of alarm sirens and calls had faded into the distance behind them. Until Fox was laughing so hard he couldn't breathe. Until they found a moderately clean wall to collapse against and could hunch with their hands resting on their knees. Quinlan's face was slick with sweat as they peeked out at Fox from under their tangled locks. Ain't that the most fun date we've had in forever? We met. Fox paused to draw in a deep breath and quell the adrenaline-fueled giggles that were trying to bubble up his throat. We met by coincidence. And a happy one it was. Quinn straightened back up, and then Fox had to do the same because they were crowding him against the wall, cupping his face in their large hands and drawing him up onto his tippy toes. You still owe me that double whipped cream chocolate latte with a shot of Karelian brandy, he reminded them before he leaned in and began kissing the laughter from their lips, the stolen bottles of nail polish clinking together in his pockets. The end.
Seems kinda crazy. Ooh, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. We're getting high till we don't realize time is passing by. Yeah, I'll be your backseat, baby. I'm driving you crazy anytime you like. Oh.